and welcome to Baghdad by the Bay. This is DJ Fogg here on Pirate Cat Radio. I got another super full show for you in a little bit. As soon as we're done with the setup, we're going to be doing a live performance with Diego's Umbrella, then follow up with interviews with Company Car and Hank Foyer here in Pirate Cat, so stay tuned. Welcome back to Pirate Cat Radio's DJ Fogg and his Baghdad by the Bay. We're still setting up for Diego's Umbrella, but before we get to that, let's get to the news. Oh, in the background, just so you know, this is a little Vic Mizzy. You know Vic Mizzy? This is from the Addams Family TV show soundtrack. And a dude with a name like Vic Mizzy, there's no way. Not only could you not make it, could you possibly make music as cool as him, you don't have a name as cool as Vic Mizzy. Let's just cruise in the background as we get to the news. Hopefully it'll give a cheerier backdrop to all the terrible things that are going on today. The New York Times leads with the word that the CIA hired contractors from Blackwater, USA to take part in an assassination program that targeted top Al-Qaeda operatives. Blackwater is a private security contractor now known as Z Services LLC that has come under scrutiny for excessive force against Iraqi civilians. The Washington Post, USA Today, Wall Street Journal, Worldwide Newsbox lead with everyone else's fronts. The deadly day in Baghdad, and when a series of coordinated attacks killed 95 people, injured more than 500. Most of the dead were casualties of two massive truck bombs that hit the foreign and finance ministries in heavily guarded areas of downtown Baghdad. It was by far the deadliest attack since June 30th, when U.S. troops withdrew from urban areas. And the Washington Street Journal says that it might have been the deadliest day in Iraq in more than a year. The Iraqi government quickly blamed Al-Qaeda in Iraq and followers of the former president, Saddam Hussein. New York Times says that one of the many reasons why Leon Panetta, the CIA's director, informed Congress of the agency's assassination program was that he found out about the involvement of the private contractor. The Post explains that the program itself was launched in 2001 but was revived under a different code name in 2004 using an outside contractor. The New York Times states that while the CIA has used private contractors for a variety of controversial efforts, including interrogation, many were uncomfortable about using private companies for assassination-related work. Au contraire, says the Post, it was precisely because they were using a private contractor that the CIA allowed itself to restart the once morbid program. Outsourcing gave the agency more protection in case something went wrong. And what else is going on? LA Times notes that while the recent attacks targeted Shiite civilians in what seemed to be a brazen attempt to restart the sectarian war, these latest attacks seem designed to send the message to the Prime Minister Maliki that is failing to protect even his own government facilities. Instead, Maliki said the attacks were a vengeful response to his recent optimism that led to ordering removal of blast walls that were once common sight in Baghdad streets. The barriers protecting the foreign ministry were recently removed. Iraqi officials were quick to recognize that the attacks demonstrate how far they still have to go in order to effectively protect the population from terrorist threats. The criminal attacks that happened today require, without a doubt, a reevaluation of our security plans and mechanisms to face terrorist challenges. And last news bit for the day. Interview with the Washington Post, Senator Charles Grassley, a key Republican in the health care negotiations with the Senate Finance Committee, seems to suggest that he makes his governing decisions based on who screams the loudest. The anger expressed in the town hall-style meetings this month has convinced him that the government needs to scale back its overall efforts. Those who want to reform the system are, as quote, not quite as loud as the people that say we ought to slow down or don't do anything, he said. And I've got to listen to my people. He insists that he still wants to reach bipartisan agreement, but that legislation needs to be smaller, cheaper, since there's great concern over the national debt, considering how much money is being spent to prop up the economy. All right, that's it for the news. Let's get to the calendar. What's going on in San Francisco tonight? Get out of your house. Go see a show, would you? Going on at the Red Vic movie is Dead Man, a Jim Jarmusch Western starring Johnny Depp. Music by Neil Young, $9 all ages, starting at 7 o'clock. And there's another showing at 2 a.m. Going on at Cafe Dinor is Strip Mall Architecture, Love X Nowhere, and Cillian Rail, former guest of the show. 21 up, $10 at 8 p.m. At the Red Devil Lounge tonight is The Blinds, Soft White 60s. Amy DeGald Hijack, $6 advance, $8 day of show, starting at 8 p.m., 21 up. At the Rickshaw Stop tonight is The Blank Tapes, Campo Bravo and Mantra, $10, 21 up, starting at 8. At Slim's tonight as Kristen Butcher presents Toy Soldier, Battle Hooch, The Horde, and The Harem, and Buttercream Gang, $13, all ages. The one at the Hemlock Tavern tonight is San Gazakskar, When Dinosaurs Rule the Earth, 21 up, $6. The Starry Plow tonight is The Photons, Pentacles, Murder of the Lilies, Huff This, and VIR, 21 up, $7. Amnesia tonight is The Bear Wires Record Release Party, Fergus and Geronimo, Teenage Cool Kids, Vowels and the Dukes of Windsor, $7, 21 up for that show, starting at 9. At the Elbow Room every Thursday, as always, Afrolicious with DJ host Pleasure Maker, Senior Oz, plus Residents J. Elron and B. Lee, $5 for 11, $6 after, 21 up. And that's the coup in the background. Love, Laugh, and Fuck. It's a fucking great song. And last one up is The Eagle, Oxbow, Negative Trend, and Semi-Pro, 21 up. Stay tuned for Diego's Umbrella in a little bit.
I'm here to laugh, love, fucking drink liquor, and help the damn revolution come quicker. Laugh, love, fucking drink liquor, and help make a revolution.
I'm here to
laugh, love, fucking drink liquor, and help the damn revolution come quicker. Laugh, love, fucking drink liquor, and maybe make a revolution. Now the stank finna end. Drink liquor and help the damn revolution come quicker. Laugh, love, fucking drink liquor and help make a revolution.
I'm here to
laugh, love, fucking drink liquor and help the damn revolution come quicker. Laugh, love, fucking drink liquor and maybe make a revolution. Now the stank finna end in fisticuffs, but if you gots to, go ahead, twist it up. That's your job finna make you piss in cups, make you have to hustle rent with your pistols up. Now if Uncle Sam Bama's in his murder gang, we gon' rise out the ash like that bird of flame, hoping you take action from the word I bring. But if the police ask, you never heard my name. 5 years old, eyelids half masked, bedtime is 8 p.m., it's half past. Try to take me to bed, I make the mad dash. Scared in my sleep, I miss what had passed. Quarter century later, I'm still not sleeping. If I'm not involved, I feel like breathing. If I can't change the world, I ain't leaving. Baby, that's the same reason you should call me to see you. Laugh, love, fucking drink liquor and help the damn revolution come quicker. Laugh, love, fucking drink liquor and help make a revolution.
I'm here to
laugh, love, fucking drink liquor and help the damn revolution come quicker. Laugh, love, fucking drink liquor and maybe make a revolution. I'm finna take shots and make a mark, not just take shots and make us mark. That's how they make us marks. We gotta try to see the whole system break apart. We finna drive to the lake and park. Before we start, here's a club smelling like sweat, rum, and perfume. She letting out whoops cause they playing her tune. If we could, we would stay here till it turned noon. Tell the sky we exist and resume. It's Millennium 3, we call it a cup. It's a world conversation, I'm hollering stuff. Like we done wallow them up and squalor enough. Who's the culprit? Follow the buck. I'm just following up. Cause like me, you got to be in the middle of it, unraveling the riddle of it. And to do that, you gon' ride on the powers of be. Well, I'm finna ride with you, take me home in a little bit.
I'm here to
laugh, love, fucking drink liquor and help the damn revolution come quicker. Laugh, love, fucking drink liquor and help make a revolution.
I'm here to
laugh, love, fucking drink liquor and help the damn revolution come quicker. Laugh, love, fucking drink liquor and maybe make a revolution. Revolution come quicker. Laugh, love, fucking drink liquor and help make a revolution.
I'm here to
laugh, love, fucking drink liquor and help the damn revolution come quicker. Laugh, love, fucking drink liquor and maybe make a revolution.
That's right. Laugh, love, fucking drink liquor.
That's right.
Welcome back to PirateCat Radio's DJ Fogg. It is Banded by the Bay. And I'm going to turn over the studio to Diego's Umbrella. So, guys, have a great show. We'll hear back from you in 40.
With Diego's Umbrella.
Yeah, that's so true. We are here with Diego's Umbrella.
We are here with Diego's Umbrella.
Where'd you guys get that name from?
Oh, that's a crazy question. We've never gotten that before.
It's a long story.
I'll tell you a short story, though. Yeah. Tomorrow, Café du Nord. Done.
Woo! Short. That is a short story, yeah.
Good story. Really good story there.
Is that because you're buying the place? What do you mean?
No, I think we're playing there tomorrow night, Ben.
Who is playing there?
Diego's Umbrella.
At Café du Nord?
Tomorrow night.
Diego's Umbrella?
Yes.
Tomorrow night?
Yes.
At Café du Nord?
At Café du Nord.
That's awesome. Let's talk more about that later. Here comes another song.
Here we go. We'll be right back.
It's alarming me. Electric seems to hurt me what I can see. And I knew it wouldn't last, but still I remember when we laughed, watching MTV Brazil. And it's unclear. Cause you know it's getting stranger. Summer's in the air, but in December I know I'm here, but I can't remember. Seems to me I lost track of time, but I found myself a little bit behind. I'm welcome here, but I don't belong. Now here I am, and I know.
Again.
Thank you, San Francisco.
San Francisco, we are Diego's Umbrella. We are here to take your women.
I don't know what that
I don't
means
get it.
At all. It's,
that was, yeah. Channeling something.
Let's
you can't get in the way
on
of that
one.
Yeah.
Just keep going. Let's move forward, eh? What's the next song? What is the next song? Beast Slayer. I know that one.
Beast Slayer of Valinor?
Yeah. This is an autobiographical tune written by Tyson Mulhart. It's about the indigenous people of San Luis Obispo, California.
May they live in infamy.
We'll be right back.
together we fight, for the shadow comes tonight. And we have beckoned the call and traveled far to hear our battle cry. But warriors must trudge a hand. This is our weary band. Oh, and as we make our way and silently pray for victory, heaven sent. Eternal battle rages on. When will it ever end? We are the beasts, the beast slayers of man.
Tell the people that we're playing at Café du Nord tomorrow night.
Wait, I don't know what you mean by that. Can you say it again?
You guys have a show or something tomorrow night?
The people or Café du Nord?
Which part? All of it. Actually, Café du Nord, that's Japanese, right? What does that mean?
Japanese is for the people that are amongst us in the morn.
That's right. That was a sentence that I really didn't understand. But
Du Nord is French for the place that we're playing tomorrow night.
I think Du Nord is French for the south. Is that right? Am I right about that?
I think that's right.
Oh, shit. I'm totally wrong about that. Oh, man, I swore. That's bad. Was that bad? Can we do that?
We can swear?
We can swear. Oh, fuck. It's
oh,
good.
Shit.
It's good that we're on this station.
This is awesome.
My bad.
Wait, when did we get to swear on the air? That rhymes.
Can I say butthole?
Please, yeah, go ahead.
Cool.
Yeah, no, say it again. Say it again.
No, I think you can say butthole on regular radio.
Oh, you can? You sure?
You're being such a butthole today, Tyson.
I'm sorry, man. It's only because my butthole is so ready to play Cafe du Nord tomorrow night.
Whoa, dude. Whoa.
I think you should open a club called Butthole du Nord.
Right next to Cafe du Nord?
Maybe just slightly south of it.
Okay, just to the south. What are we playing next?
Anyway? That's a good question.
What are we drinking next?
Kevin Blair,
that's a real
Mr.
question.
Kevin Blair.
Oh, what do you guys all have over there? What are we drinking right now?
What are we drinking? You know what we're drinking? None other than the Bay Area's finest
21st Amendment.
And I right now, actually, I'm probably drinking something other than
you're drinking the watermelon wheat.
I am drinking the watermelon wheat. What are you guys drinking?
We're drinking the IPA, the Brew Free or Die IPA.
Brew Free or Die. I'm drinking the watermelon wheat or live.
That's great.
Which is also quite good, but different.
You know, that's amazing.
We love them all. Yeah.
I'm not only going to plug that, but I'm also going to plug the bacon latte that I'm about to consume here at Pirate Cat Radio.
I think you also might be about to plug someone's butthole du Nord. All right. Let's move forward now.
That's a high five.
Let's move forward. Okay. Thanks so much. All right. Sorry about that.
There are small children on the street.
That's the way it goes.
Now that slum, it's a hot drum. I'm pulling my cat out on all you bums. Now bring it on when you wanna confront this outlaw. Looking like Billy Ray Cypress Hill. Steal a ball set grill, sit and grab my gat pig and load up to see you. And if you wanna get drastic, I pull out my plastic Glock automatic synthetic. Tell me you, where you, the plot's in order. Heading down to the Mexican border. Smoking that smiley, Northern Cali. Gonna put a sock in Captain O'Malley. Ho, ho, here they get cold. Let me see what you do. It's a Santa Killer man. But I'll be damned if I don't take a stand. So
we ain't going out like that. We ain't going out like that.
We ain't going out.
We ain't going out like that. We ain't going out like that.
So we ain't going out.
We ain't going out like that. We ain't going out like that.
We ain't going out.
We ain't going out like that. We ain't going out like that.
Well, I got you thinking, the fuck is this? Letting you know I take care of business. Can I take a witness? What give a fuck when I depict this sweet style that makes it aesthetic strange? You can wanna get the proof of the magic of Buddha. But now roll up my crew, I'll bet you on time. Can't find my hooter. You can read, take a watch your belt. Unbuckle, said he ain't going out, but he ain't that subtle lie. Pull to the curb so I can speak a few words. A bugger you got me stirred up enough to grab the handcuffs and a half and pump and blow your head door.
We ain't going out like that. We ain't going out like that.
We ain't going out.
We ain't going out like that. We ain't going out like that.
We ain't going out.
We ain't going out like that. We ain't going out like that.
No, we ain't going out.
We ain't going out like that. We ain't going out like that.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes.
So before we dive in, we might want to find out how much time we have.
Before we die, we should find out
great
what
question.
Time.
I heard we have like 3.5 hours left. Is that true?
Yeah.
No. Oh, 10 hours.
10 minutes?
10 minutes. Hours? Oh, that's good. That's better.
We have 10 days. We're going to be here at Pirate Cat Radio for 10 days.
Please bring food.
This reminds me of a couple of parables that
I read. Please bring us food and more of this 21st Amendment IPA.
21st Amendment. We'd like to give a shout out to Lloyd, who is our absolute bro. Broest of bros.
Lloyd.
Broest of bros. We didn't even know he was going to show up.
Lloyd of 21st Amendment
he shows
is a great
up.
Man.
He's a magical man. He's a magical man. Leave that part out. It sounds more magical.
You know, a lot of our listeners might be tuning in right now via...
satellite.
Yes, or maybe via a car. Car. And so if you're listening via car, you know, you don't know that we're playing Cafe de Nord tomorrow night.
That's so true. Who are we also?
We are Diego's Umbrella.
That is who we are.
That is who we are. You're
I
not...
looked into the face of God and I said, who am I? And he said,
and
you
God
are
said,
Umbrella.
You are Diego's Umbrella.
That's right. He sounded just like Sean
God Connery. Is a crusty old rich fucker.
Sean God Connery.
I am a goddamn rich fucking God, and I'll tell you, Ben, that you
way
are...
Way to take advantage of the swear just... principle.
Are you kidding? When do we ever get to swear?
He's off a little bit.
When do we ever get to swear on the air? Come on.
All right, so we're moving forward now.
Yeah, take it too far.
And
it
goes sing, like I tell you what, Ben, why don't you take Tom on this? I'll take that thing. Because we're going to do the last song on our new album.
That's my favorite song of
yes,
all time.
I know.
Oh, that is a beautiful song.
I would be afraid of that.
I'm trying to. Well, this mic is so close.
Yeah, I wouldn't
we'll
be
talk
afraid.
About this later.
Any what listeners in Belgium, France, Germany, or Holland will be there soon.
Okay.
Yeah, Germany, France.
1, 2, 3, 2, 2.
That was juicy.
That was juicy, man.
Okay, we only got a few more songs, so let's bang these out. We are one more song?
I think we got one more.
One more song. Okay, this is it.
The Razors, huh?
Okay, this is it. We are Diego's Umbrella. We're playing Cafe du Nord tomorrow night. That's August 21st. Cafe du Nord. Check it out.
Oh, August 21st.
Here's our last song. This is the third song on our new album coming out later this year. Double Panther is the name.
Double Panther? That's the first time it's been uttered over the air.
I feel like I
Let's all say
away.
It one time. Say Double Panther, huh?
I feel like I just gave away the farm right there.
I don't think you gave away the farm. You want everybody to say it?
I think it'd be awesome if we all just said Double Panther one time right
say
now.
It
huh?
Yeah,
Double
Do
Panther.
It.
All right. I mean, that's sweet. Double Panther. Okay. On
Double Panther. Panther.
It wasn't as good as I imagined it. Let's try it. One, two, three.
Double Panther.
All right, that's a little good. Better.
That was fantastic.
Thanks, ladies and gentlemen. We are Diego's Umbrella. We are playing at Cafe du Nord tomorrow night, Friday night, whatever that is, August 21st, 11 o'clock. Café du Nord.
And where can they find out more about... Where can they find out more about Diego's Umbrella?
That's actually diegosumbrella.com or myspace.com/diegosumbrella.
All right, guys.
A couple of unexpected choices those are.
All right, thank you so much, and we'll look forward to seeing you at Denora tomorrow night.
Thanks.
Thank you, man.
All right, and in a little bit, we're going to be talking to Company Car, but I have a new filthy intern. Say hi, filthy intern.
Howdy, everybody.
Hello. So you got a PSA for me, filthy intern?
I do. Do you know that 20.5 million Americans age 40 and older have a cataract?
I did not know that.
Now you do.
Oh, my goodness.
Cataracts, if you don't know what they are the clouding of the eye's naturally clear lens, preventing the passage of light needed for vision. Cataracts start out small and have little effect on the vision at first, but as the cataract grows, it clouds more of the lens. Symptoms include painless blurring of vision, double vision in one eye, fading or yellowing of colors, and sensitivity to light and glare. Currently, there are no medications or exercises that will cause cataracts to disappear. If they don't interfere with your life, you may decide surgery is not needed. But when they do begin to interfere, they can be treated surgically. Talk with your IMD about your options. For more info, go to aao.org. This PSA brought to you by your friends at Pirate Cat Radio, 87.9 FM.
So we got an interview with Company Car coming up, but I'm not the only one doing interviews here at Pirate Cat Radio. What else is coming on up in the week?
Well, Saturday, August 22nd, Deviant Ninja has Heather Betchel from Rabbit Haven at 8 to 10 a.m. Broken Record Party from 2 to 4 p.m. has Michelle T., Sanguine Soul from 8 to 10 p.m. has Las Flores Project. Then on Sunday, August 23rd, Hard Candy from 3 to 5 is interviewing Brian Perry. Long Playa from 10 to 12 midnight is hosting the Langley School Music Project. And then on Tuesday, August 25th, Neat Neat Noise from 6 to 8 is the Warped Tour 09 Revisited, and Nocturna from 11:59 p.m. to 2 a.m. is Los Burbanks.
All right. So we're going to go to a song here and bring in Company Car. So actually, I got a song from our guest last week, Weather Penning, who had just the most amazing live performance ever. And this is a song off their album, And How. This is the song Electricity here on Pirate Cat Radio. 87.9 San Francisco, Los Angeles, 104.8 Berlin, or online at piratecatradio.com.
If the stars were just right and the moon pulled us closer, the sun pulled the flower from the tired gray ashes, and the light in the sky framed the smile just right. Would you be mine? Would you be mine? Would you be mine? We could just lay awake all night like this, or we could just dream, we could just dream. Tonight. right, and the moon pulled us closer, and the sun pulled the flower from the tired gray ashes, and the light in the sky framed the smile just right. Would you be mine? Would you be mine? Would you be
Welcome back to Pirate Cat Radio. It's DJ Fogg. It is Banded by the Bay. In a little sec, we're going to talk to Company Car, but let's first get to a song off their EP, the English Eye EP. This is track one, San Simeon, here in Pirate Cat Radio. 87.9 San Francisco, Los Angeles, 104 in Berlin, or line at PirateCatRadio.com.
Last night, you slept in a castle, a lily white shade of life with no hassle.
Welcome back to Pirate Cat Radio. It's DJ Fogg. It is Banded by the Bay. I want to thank Diego's Umbrella for doing a fantastic live performance. Can't wait to see them tomorrow at Cafe de Nord. Now we're joined in the studios by Company Car. Guys, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourselves?
Hello, I'm Noah.
Oh, wait, your mic isn't. Try that again.
Oh, okay.
Is there
it working
go.
Now?
Yeah,
hey, I'm Noah.
Hi, Noah.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going? My name is Frank.
Hey, how you doing? I'm Dave.
My name is Denzel Washington.
Hi. Hello, Denzel.
Hi.
Let's talk about how the band formed and where the name come from. My first guess was the song off of Death Cab for Cutie.
Oh.
Because they have a song on We Are the Facts on Voting Yes, and there is a song called Company Car. But I bet that's not it.
No. That's, well, it might as well be.
Okay.
But no.
No.
Oh, well, it was a long time ago, like 2003, when we named the band. And
there
was
you named the band.
Right. And
solo project.
How did the band...
Dave Parker...
Come up with an original story.
Wait, no, I'll tell you the story. Dave Parker had a bunch of songs that he wrote, and he put them up on Craigslist, and... I responded to the ad because I thought this guy was a musical genius.
Man-seeking band.
And you were lonely under musical encounters. Yeah. And so we joined forces and started playing the songs that Dave Parker wrote, and we needed a name for our first show.
And all the lyrics are about, like, economics and...
The things kids love.
Right. It's boring stuff. But the horrors of working for a living, you know. So I thought, what's the worst possible thing? What's the gas guzzling thing, you know?
What's the worst thing that happened in your life? And it's a company
getting
car.
A car free from your place you work?
Yeah.
That's terrible.
I know,
you
it's horrible.
Complain.
I know. So you guys started in 93?
No. 2003.
Like 2003.
We're not that old.
I know. Okay. So you started in 2003. You guys all met here in San Francisco?
Yep.
That's correct.
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
And when did you two come in?
I came in before Duck Buddy over here. So I came in about, I think, 2006 and walked up to Dave and said, I want to be the drummer in the band, dude. Let me in the band. So I left the band I was currently in to join these guys. So.
And are you guys happy with the kind of music you guys are creating now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we love it.
By far, now is the best.
You should probably ask that question to the newest members. And yes, I'm very satisfied with what, you know, Dave's writing, and the new stuff we're writing is more collaborative, and, you know.
Is this the only EP out?
We have a full-length called Collars that came out in 2007.
And then this one just dropped this year.
Yeah, 2009.
Let's give another spin to another song. I want to go in order. Want to go track two?
Let's do track three.
Through Weekend?
Yeah.
All right. So let's give it a spin here on Pirate Cat Radio, 87.9, San Francisco, Los Angeles. Actually, you know what? Before we do that, let's do a PSA. I asked you guys I needed a PSA done. Go ahead and read the PSA for me, my friend.
Do it, Duck Buddy.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Project Open Hand. Project Open Hand programs include meal, grocery, and nutrition counseling for people with symptomatic HIV and AIDS. Congregate lunch and nutrition education for people over 60, and meal service for homebound and critically ill people under the age of 60. The services are available to eligible clients living in San Francisco and Alameda counties, regardless of their race, color, national origin, gender, sexual orientation, religious affiliation, or ability to pay. For more info, go to openhand.org. This PSA brought to you from your friends at Pirate Cat Radio,
87.9.
I got it right.
Oh, my God. We have a phone call. Let's go to a song and answer the phone.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
I'm very excited
yes.
about this.
Do we get to talk, too?
Yeah, maybe.
On the floor, there's a sad, sad sound when you bop, bop, bop.
like how everything is at stake. Little more, everything, anything that you want. Breathing down your neck, will they find out you're a fake? It's not like this hasn't been done before. A straight day after frenetic fishing on the floor. There's a sad, sad sound when you bop, 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 bound. Oh, when you bop, 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 bound. Oh, 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 spinning silhouette, girl, illusion. You feel your own when shadows spin. It always will. But you treat the audience to surprise. You once improvised and dedicated to memory. Do you remember me?
We're back on the air. We have a caller. Hello, caller. Can you hear us?
I can.
All right, on. So you wanted to call about Company Car?
Yeah, Company Car.
Yes. Well, you're on the air with Company Car right
now.
That's
Tony, isn't it?
Hey,
is
I,
it,
is I it just Tony? Recently moved to the area, and I had been living in the middle of nowhere for my whole life. And the very first show I went to in San Francisco was Company Car, and it changed my life. I used to drive 3 hours to see these guys, and now I just 15 minutes. And I love you, Dave.
This guy gives great blowjobs. I know this guy's name.
Whoa. That was weird.
It's like a car alarm.
You still there? Oh, that's why we lost the call. They hung up.
Was that Tony?
I don't know who that was. But your sister called earlier. That was pretty sweet.
Yeah, she's
was that not Tony?
She's a good kid.
She is. she sounds nice on the phone.
Hey, that was awesome for that one guy, whether it was Tony...
We don't know that guy.
You know what?
Never met him. He's a total stranger who drove through. He moved to San Francisco to see you guys.
Yeah.
And we'll just go with that.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes. So let's talk about your musical backgrounds. What were you listening to in the house when you grew up? What were your parents playing in the house?
Oh, God.
I listened to Snoop Dogg and Nirvana.
Dave's parents were listening to chamber music.
No, that's not true at all.
No, really. What were your parents playing in the house?
My dad was playing the piano.
Okay.
Yeah. My mom listened to the Eagles.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
My parents were typical hippies, and they loved, like, the Beatles and Zeppelin and Pink Floyd and all that stuff.
I got way too much Jimmy Buffett.
I got way too much salsa in my family, so a lot of El Gran Combo.
Frank's Latino.
I don't know. Hey, they serve great pupusas, by the way, but across the street from us. So,
oh, they do.
Yeah. Really good food over there.
I think we should all just say that word because it's one of the best words.
Pupusa.
I'm more partial to empanada.
Oh yeah.
Empanada.
That's
it's
fun
got a, it rolls off the tongue
empanada.
So well.
That's Frank. Okay, he's Latino. He can get away.
It's coming out.
So what was the first concert you ever went to?
Nirvana, 1991 at Cow Palace.
That was your first concert?
Yeah.
You are so young.
L7, Nirvana, Disposable Heroes of Hypocrisy, and The Breeders.
Was that a Day on the Green show?
No, it was that Cow Palace. It was like Kurt Cobain's first show back after all that stuff happened with that Vogue interview where they uncovered that Courtney Love is doing heroin, and they like went off the map for like 9 months, and then that was their first show back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I had no idea at the time. I just thought it was cool to
good story.
Bang my head.
Yeah. How about you, Dave? What was your first show?
Oh, Metallica, Soundgarden, Faith No More, and Queensrÿche.
I was at that show. That was mine too. Day on the Green.
Day on the Green. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they had a huge mud fight. They like grabbed dirt.
Well, they destroyed the entire field.
Yeah.
You guys are totally gonna
make out. And I saw at least 3 or 4 like small guys getting eaten by Samoans.
Yeah.
Oh my God, we got another call.
We should hang out a lot, man.
Yeah. Let's take the call. You're on the air with Pirate Cat Radio.
Yeah. Oh my God. Oh man. Hey, but thank you anyway for calling us, because you know that you love us and you were just a little nervous. So call back.
That's right.
Call
if back. if you want to call in and make a debacle of my show, call 510-PIRATECAT, PIRATECAT. That's 510-747-8228. Make a mess of my show. What do I care? It's pirate radio. So the Day on the Green Show was amazing. That was my first show. First time I smelled dope. I also remember that the competing show that day was the Alice in Chains concert going on at, I think that was, what was the amphitheater?
Shoreline.
I think, yeah, Alice Change is playing the Shoreline.
In retrospect, you should have seen that one, because now that guy's dead.
Yeah, I know.
Lane Staley. Yeah. Come on, let's show some
Lane
respect.
Staley's dead, so I should have gone to that show. Because the rest of the guys are alive. Everybody in Soundgarden, alive. Metallica,
unfortunately.
Alive. Queensryche, I think they're all alive.
Yeah. Career, not so alive.
Yeah, the career, not so alive.
Soundgarden, I remember sucking eggs.
Yeah, they weren't that good that
day. I was there to see Queensryche. That was my favorite
really?
Band at the time.
Faith
yeah.
No More. You're from the Bay Area.
I know, I was, but I wasn't into that kind of weird yet.
Okay.
I mean, I wasn't listening to Mr. Bungle that time. I don't
so you're more of a Jet City woman?
Yeah, well, actually, I was a big fan of Operation Mindcrime.
Oh, nice.
That was my favorite album. And I was there Metallica, too. I mean, because they were actually... were
the Black Album just, like,
yeah,
dropped.
That's why they were playing the Coliseum.
Yeah.
But James Hetfield lived in Nevada, where I was.
Oh, cool.
So I saw James the other day.
How was he doing?
I wasn't. My friend was like, Hetfield! And he was walking with his kids, and he just kind of grunted at us.
Yeah.
And walked away.
I got an autograph when he came into Safeway when I was working there.
Nice.
I think I got it in a box somewhere. So what was your first concert?
What was your first concert, Noah? Mine's a little embarrassing. It was one of the Not So Silent Nights. It was actually an extension of Not So Silent Night, Not So Silent Night 2, and it was with, Placebo and Sugar Ray and The Cardigan. Yeah, this is. I'm starting to vomit myself. But we got free tickets. That's why we went.
Right. So. Well, I mean, I went to a BFD because they give away half the tickets for free.
Yeah.
And I was like, I think I was 24. And I was still the oldest person there.
Yeah.
That was my sister, by the way, who called and hung up. She said she got nervous.
Yeah.
Aww.
Radio can't be frightening.
Call back. Yeah. I can't. That's okay. Don't worry.
Yeah, I told her to call back.
We're okay. Harmless.
And what was your first concert?
My first concert, let me think. That wasn't Zeppelin. The song remains the same. Yeah. No, my first concert, the earliest I can remember is Mr. Bungle at the Omni.
Wow. That would have been
so that's like, show. You know, you remember the Omni? And the Stone.
Yeah. Yes, I do. I actually went to the Stone a couple times. That's where, like, Anthrax would play.
Ooh. And I saw Primus there with Faith No More. They played together. That was a cool show.
So you're local?
I'm local. I'm born and raised here. Bernal Heights. Yo!
Nice.
Bernal Heights.
What's up?
All right, let's go to another song. What track do you want to play?
This is a band called Brit. Oh, you want to play from our album?
You can play from either one.
Let's play from our album. That sounds better.
Okay. Totally.
Let's do Weekend.
It's the company
Let's
car.
Do Weekend.
The third song, Weekend.
Something mellow for the ladies.
Yeah, that's what here on Pirate Cat Radio, 87.9 San Francisco, Los Angeles, 104.8 in Berlin, or online at piratecatradio.com.
Go far away.
Back to Pirate Cat Radio. It's DJ Fogg. It is Bagged by the Bay. We're joined in the studios by Company Car. So you got a show coming up. Tell me about the show.
It's, well, the most important thing is our lighting guy, Huffy, is going to be there.
Your mic, there we go. Oh, your mic isn't working very well.
Try it. We have a show tomorrow, Friday, at Bottom of the Hill. I think doors are at 9. I think we're playing 10-ish, playing second. We got great lights by our friend Huffy. He's going to come do lights for us.
Run, Run, Run from L.A. is opening, and then the New Up.
The New Up CD release party.
And there's a DJ, too.
Funk Master.
Funk.
Yeah, because nothing goes better than funk and rock and roll.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a lot of bands are doing like hard rock stuff nowadays.
I know. Isn't that a shame?
Isn't that weird? You guys, is there still a fan base for that? I mean, the fans. I mean, because
like
I imagine thing. This. I mean, listening to the albums, it's really good. But I imagine this is the band that wants to perform. You guys are. This would sound a lot better live because it has a lot of force behind it.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you guys definitely consider yourself more a performing band than a studio band?
Yeah,
I would say so. Definitely.
Yeah,
definitely the most fun.
That's where we're at our best. Energetic, you know,
sweaty.
People come to, you know, they pay, you know, money to go see a good show, so we want to give them a good show. So
yeah, people complain about how fans just aren't like dancing or active enough. I think it's really because of the nature of the music. That a lot of the more music is more focused on creating music as opposed to creating a raw emotion, which is what hard rock and metal always has. Mm-hmm. That's what it's there for. It's to get people riled up.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, I mean, Pinback's great music, but it's not a band I get riled up for when I'm there.
Yeah.
I get riled up for Reverend Horton Heat.
Yeah.
I don't get riled up for Death Cab for Cutie.
Yeah.
Totally.
I can dance to it, but I'm not going to beat anyone up to it.
Yeah, we refuse any of that miserable, oh, my life is hard.
Right.
Songs. Oh, I'm crying. Listen to me in my pain. You know, screw all that, man. You know, screw all that.
So
Frank's an angry, passionate man.
No, it just, you know, it's a boring show when you see somebody just standing there just crying his heart out. And it's like, okay, dude, that's cool. But you know what? Life ain't that hard. Life ain't that miserable.
Well,
you know?
So for some people, music is therapy.
Yeah,
I guess.
Which means the band should pay us like $75 an hour to listen to it.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm paying them for their own therapy sessions. So where can they find out more about the band?
At our website?
You can go to www.companycarmusic.com or check out our MySpace.
Or come to our show.
Come to the show.
Yeah,
totally.
That's preferable.
That's the best way to know us. You can come and talk to us. You can see the show and all that.
And, you know, San Francisco fans, they do nod their head sometimes when we're playing. So
right
they kinda
on. That's
get
something.
Into yeah.
That's, hands are still in the pockets.
We don't wear, like, super tight pants or anything, and you can't really dance to our music, but you'll have a good time anyway.
Yeah. No. Yeah, how do you say it? No delay pedals, no keyboards, and no...
No fat beats. Let's play another song off the EP. Want to play the last one?
No, number four, please.
Number four, English Eye. The EP is English Eye EP. It's the title track off the EP.
Can they get this
at the website? Get it at the show?
You can get it on iTunes. You can definitely get it at the show.
Okay.
And also at cdbaby.com.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for coming down.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
And have a great show tomorrow.
Thanks a lot, man. Stay tuned
for Hank 4 here on Pirate Cat Radio, 87.9 San Francisco, Los Angeles, 104 in Berlin, or line at piratecatradio.com.
your friends 5 years from now? Which ones will you sell out and not feel bad? They'll say you've got an English eye. So don't worry,
Portland, and welcome back to Pirate Cat Radio. It's DJ Fog. It is Bad Day by the Bay. I want to thank Company Gar for coming down. Be sure to check them out Bottom Hill tomorrow. And that last song was by O Astro. That was Stow Queen off their album Champions of Wonder. In a little bit, we're going to talk to Hank Four. But first, my filthy intern is going to read a PSA.
Symptoms of swine flu, which is a form of influenza, include fever, runny nose, sore throat, coughing, nausea, vomiting, lethargy, lack of appetite, and diarrhea.
One of my favorite things.
I know.
Those are all of my favorite things.
Especially combined.
Totally. In the mouth.
Despite the scale of the alert, the World Health Organization stated on April 29th that the majority of people infected with the virus have made a full recovery without need of medical attention or antiviral drugs. It is very, very unlikely that you have it or will get it, so don't freak out. This PSA brought to you by your friends at Pirate Cat Radio, 87.9 FM.
Also, let's want to give out some tickets.
Ah, yeah, yeah. All right, what are we doing? Bad Brains? Bad
Brains, yeah, let's give out some. Let's give out tickets to Bad Brains.
All right, we got tickets to Bad Brains with POS and Trouble Andrew, and that is taking place at Slim's Wednesday, September 16th.
You want tickets to Bad Brains? You call right now 510. What day is it?
September 16th.
September 16th. Tickets to Bad Brains at Slim's. You call right now 510. PIR8CAT, that's 510-747-8228, 510-747-8228. You got a pair of tickets to Brad Brains, September 16th at Slim's. Give us a call, say hi. Let's play a song off Hank 4. What track should we play? Anyone? Anyone want track? Track 3. Let's play track 3 off the CD here on Pirate Cat Radio, 87.9 San Francisco, Los Angeles, 104.8 in Berlin, or online at piratecatradio.com. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Pirate Cat Radio. It's DJ Fogg. It is Bagged by the Bay. That was a song off Hank Four's album, Third Person Shooter. That was track three. I want to introduce the band, Hank Four. Guys, why don't you say hi?
Hello.
Your mic still isn't working. Try tapping it. Speak.
Hello.
See if you can. Filthy intern. Can you fix that mic?
He's speaking. He's right next to me and he's speaking. I'll say hi.
Hello.
There? No.
Hey, nope, Bob.
Nope.
Try mic.
Maybe there's a switch on it.
That's good.
Because it crackles.
What about that one?
Make sure the switch is not pushing itself off.
I can hear you.
Yes.
Yes.
Two of them.
There we go.
Oh, something.
There we go.
Try it again.
Hello.
Hello. That works. Great. Thank you, filthy intern.
Hearing the same thing.
The show is saved. So why don't we start introductions here? Starting with the not so great mic.
Hi. Not so great drummer, Scott.
We gave the bad mic to the drummer
to see if he'd notice the difference.
That was Scott. He's the drummer. I'm Chris. I'm the bass player. And next to me is
Bob.
Closer to the mic, Bob.
Bob,
the vocal guy.
Yeah.
Hello, Bob.
Bob, the singer.
Singing man.
Hello.
My headphones don't work. So.
That's okay.
Andy, the quiet one.
There's nothing to hear anyway.
I can hear you. It's just fine. Great. We're all talking amongst ourselves.
You look good.
So tell me how the band formed. We also are missing Tony.
We're missing Tony. He is away on a sabbatical in Texas. He belongs to that EST sensitivity training, and he got called into a seminar.
I've been dying to meet him because he's been hooking up with free tickets at the Hemlock for ages, and I've never actually met the guy because apparently he actually doesn't go into his own... That plays a business.
Oh, you know,
that's
no,
why
that's
he had to
no,
go to the sensitivity true. Training. He was giving away too many free
it's
tickets.
I work there, too. Give me a call next time. It's
a desensitivity.
Oh, I always get on the list. I just never actually met the guy. Every time I go, is Tony like, Tony? Who? The owner. Oh, him. Yeah, he comes in like in the afternoons and like eats peanuts and then goes home.
See, he maintains booking office hours from 1 until 1:14 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time.
And only on Tuesdays. So tell me about how the band formed.
We'll throw this over to Bob.
Bob?
Well, four of the five members were in another band, Mr. and Mr. and Mr. and Mr. and Mr. Evil, which came to a...
That's Mr. Evil to you.
To you, not to me. I say it all. That band was ending, and Tony and I happened to be celebrating it over many, many beers, and we started thinking about another band, and we got a cocktail napkin out, and we thought, oh, Hank Four, yeah, that Hank Three guy, we'll just stop it. We'll just stop the whole lineage right there. And then we were like, yeah, and then we wrote it out, and it was like, oh, Roman numeral, oh, HIV, dude. And then that was pretty much it.
That is a beautiful story.
The band was formed. All it took from there was to say, you're in the band, you're in the band, and you're in the band.
All right.
These were not questions, by the way.
I want to play another one. Let's play off the LP. Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm nervous because I never use LPs.
No,
it's archaic technology.
I'm gonna
hit start.
Yeah, we'll see.
And
what happens.
We're gonna see if it like makes horrible sounds or this thing.
Oh, you know, I guarantee it.
All right, great. Let's give it a spin. What's the name of the song?
Should be Feeding Me Back.
And what this is the newer album, right?
This is the newer genre
album. On Silt Breeze.
All right, let's give it a spin here on Pirate Cat Radio, 87.9, San Francisco, Los Angeles, 1048 in Berlin, or online at piratecatradio.com.
Now
And welcome back, Pirate Cat Radio. Thank God you told me when the song was ending, because there's no track thingy on these LP things. They should have designed them so a little red flag came up when the song was coming to an end or something. Chris? But the nice thing is you don't have to rewind them.
It wasn't in the budget.
Was it in the budget?
No, the little red flaggy. We could get a yellow one, but...
I know.
We spent all our extra money on these fancy download cards for these kids have these computers, and we figured we obviously missed the ground floor on getting in on this, but, you know, better late than never. You can download our songs when you purchase the LP, and that way you can watch your computer and listen to the record at the same time. So it's very exciting.
Is there no CD version of this album?
No. I think all of us had been in bands long enough where each one of us had experienced living in a house with 1,000+ CDs taking up some sort of closet space, and we don't really tour that much. We all have a very chronic case of employment.
Well, better than most.
And at our age, I don't know anyone who has a CD player.
I actually I boxed all of mine into a little, like, carry-on case. Yeah. And I went down to Rasputin and sold everything from, like, high school on.
Not for much. It's a dead format.
I got it about $250.
Yeah, for your whole collection.
For a whole collection, which was...
sad.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I just wanted to get rid of them. It was either that or throw them away.
Yeah.
That's also psychically very liberating, let me tell you.
Here's the thing, though, I did is I make sure, because some of that stuff was from high school when my musical taste was not very diverse, I shall say. So I made sure to, like, you know, like the Beavis and Butthead CD. right? So, and I think
that's worth $2,000.
Tens of dollars. Tens. All my Flotsam and Jetsam CDs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You'll regret that because they're coming back.
Don't worry. I burned them all. All of it's been burned. I got my Flotsam and Jetsam, the Quattro, which was definitely their breakthrough album. I think I even had someone give me the Flintstones soundtrack, which I never listened to, but I thought, well, why not? It's a free CD.
That's the Flintstones with John Goodman and Rick Moranis.
Yeah.
For those of you who were unfortunately not there for that high water point in American cinema history.
Yeah, the first primetime cartoon.
The Michael Keaton Batman movie?
No. Ooh. Yeah.
Well, the one
the George Clooney Batman movie.
The one with the nipples. Yes. Yeah.
I stand corrected.
Yeah. No, that was Val Kilmer had the nipples.
That's right. Then we were into Batman Forever, which I think Joel Schumacher might have actually achieved for a brief moment with that film.
Let's get back to topic. What were we talking about? It doesn't matter anymore. Let's talk about the musical backgrounds. What were your parents playing in the house when you were growing up?
In the 70s it was Helen Reddy a lot in the 70s. They were kind of cooler in the 60s. Gilberto, however you say it, I've never gotten it right, so I try not to.
This is true. The soundtrack to Hair and Jerry Clower.
Oh yeah, a lot of
Camelot, yeah. In my house, a lot of Camelot.
I'll second the Jerry Clower and Danny Davis and the Nashville Brass, which was a northern version of Herb Albert.
A lot of
all the same songs with a little flair of twang.
Yeah, a lot of doo-wop. My dad was from New Jersey. He took me to see Kiss for my 5th birthday, though.
That was my next question was, what was your first concert? And obviously yours, you had a pretty cool one.
Yeah, I was like tall enough to remember everything smelled like my Aunt Barbara, and everyone had denim on. and it was like, it was next to seeing My Bloody Valentine in the end of high school or college. It was probably the loud, those were the two loudest shows I've ever seen. Yeah, it could have like ruined my hearing for a day. Like, I'm driving back with my dad, and I'm like, what? What? Did you have fun? Huh? Yeah!
What was that? What was your first concert?
My first concert was the Eagles.
Dude.
There was a point where you could be proud of that, embarrassed, and then proud of it again.
I feel a little bit funny, last year. But I feel a little bit good.
Yeah, this is last year. Is that
backwards slash or forward slash?
That's when the tickets are like $200, right? When would you see them?
That was 1980. It was on the coattails of the Doobie Brothers show that I saw that same year.
So, like, when they were, like, like touring around for their greatest hits album, probably. Which is, I think,
for the Eagles, it was the Long Run.
Yeah. Right. Oh yeah, yeah.
And the Doobie Brothers, you know, I think they had
on a fault line by then. I think.
Oh no, it was well beyond that. It was like the Michael McDonald showcase record when his hair became McDonald.
Pat McDonald, yeah. Not a lot of Pat McDonald there.
I can't believe we're sitting here talking about the
Pat McDonald on the radio.
Let's talk about our favorite Billy Joel albums while we're at it, too.
What's happening.
Way to redirect. Yeah. We're gonna get to the plug portion of our broadcast here. This weekend is
show, the TV show.
Oh, the TV show? What's happening?
With Rerun.
And
And Ray Ray.
And Joe? No.
We can get back to what we're doing.
We're talking about Raj.
We're in the studio with Hank Four.
On Sunday, we're playing with this fellow, Ted Leo, in a band that he refers to as The Pharmacist.
I saw their show at Great American. It was good. I've never seen a man sweat so much.
Wait till Sunday.
I beg to differ.
He had a purple shirt on that was kind of satiny, so you can see where the sweat stains are.
Oh.
And I went to the show with this girl. We just slowly watched the last of the dryness slowly be absorbed by this darkening purple mass crawling over his shirt.
At that point, you're all good. Just
at the encore, the last bit of like light purple had given in to the dark purple,
and
the shirt had reached full of soakedness.
That's good to know, because I'm one of those people. I require a challenge to Bob is a good performance. It's on, Ted Leo.
He's an extraordinary sweater.
I'll sweat you. I will wear my Christmas sweater.
Yeah. We may need to retrofit the stage for a marine environment. But
how was the show? Moist.
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 It was moist with a chance of damp.
It's usually wet work.
Yeah. So what was your first concert?
Oh, wow. I remember it like it was 30 years ago. It was the Rockets, UFO, the Cars, Heart, and Ted Nugent.
That is a big lineup.
Yeah, dude, Mile High Stadium, Sunday number 2.
Dude, and Denver.
The Rockets are badass.
Oh, yeah. Their best song was a cover of that Fleetwood Mac joint.
The Mac song, yeah, yeah.
And how about yours? What was your first concert?
In UFO.
Aerosmith.
Aerosmith. What year was that?
The Draw the Line tour, the height of the cocaine and Columbia Records legacy era.
Wow.
Good stuff.
Jack Douglas, Aerosmith.
Yes.
Let's. You want to play another one off the CD?
You could. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess Hole in My Eye. That was that was the hit for a while.
They loved that one. The kids love that stuff.
Well, that's the borders are constantly shifting
the
in
Dolomites,
Eastern Europe,
really,
so we don't really have a solid demographic on our market penetration over there. I think it was in what was Kyrgyzstan. It did quite well.
I think the counterman will enjoy that jam.
However,
as well.
After a regime change, we have no sound scan figures from that region for this year.
I have a quick question first, though. Is there a reason that we're all wearing blackface?
Because it makes great radio.
Yes, it was our radio face, I was told.
I have a face for radio. Let's go to Spin here on Pirate Cat Radio.
Voice for print journalism.
7.9. I'd have a smell for print journalism because I'd be smelling of death.
Oh. Touché.
Thank you.
back to Pirate Cat Radio. It's GJ Fogg. It is Bagged by the Bay. Joined the studios by Hank Four. And what was that last one we played off the LP?
That was called Diamond Cutter.
And that's off the LP. What's it?
That's off of Refuge and Genre on Silk Breeze Records. Well,
which is apparently is your knee.
Yes, yes. The back of the cover, as you can see, is the inside of Bob's knee during was it ACL, anterior cruciate ligament restoration?
Anterior cruciate ligament reconstruction surgery, where they took a piece of my hamstring and then put it as a new ligament inside the knee.
It's welcome amazing. Back to knee talk.
It's amazing because they videotape these things now. I mean, they sent Bob out of the hospital with a fruit basket, a bottle of Valium, and this wonderful DVD that we sat at home and watched and realized that the rest of our listening public would be at a complete loss without us sharing this entire process. I mean, it obviously reflects itself in the creative process of Bob's lyric writing and the music that we create. So we figured if we could get that off of the video and show it, as all of you can see here in radio, and it's a very striking image.
It is.
And
can you all see this?
Yes, it's yeah. Oh, hold it up a little. Perfect.
Yeah, there we
beautiful.
Go.
Beautiful pinks.
It looks like this kind of gushy, like cotton candy with a drill blade coming out of it.
It was. They were removing the nougaty center of Bob's knee.
His refreshing, tasty core.
A one, a two, a three.
I know nougat.
Three
no nougat.
Is how long it takes to get to the center of my knee.
Yeah. And the other side is, it looks like some kind of like shitty 3D graphics thing from like the early 90s that someone did with Bryce.
That's
it's just like a weird
a Bryce reference.
It's like a laser into the core of our creative.
Yeah, you expect
unit.
Like something like Kai Kraus did, and there should be like... like a green marble and like a checkered bottom to go with this. It actually looks like an early attempt, like mock-up of a Yes album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the fleshy cave is also my knee.
And the fleshy cave is also your knee. It's just weird image. I don't know what it is or what it's supposed to be. Because it's just the focus is so strange.
It's a refuge. Yeah. In genre.
Yeah.
We had played it. Bob had actually done that at Bottom of the Hill when we had played a show with Pierced Arrows, one wonderful, wonderful outfit, inspiring couple from the great American Northwest. And it was when he actually destroyed the ligament in what appeared to be a floor exercise move. Granted, I think someone perhaps the size of more of Mary Lou Retton would have pulled it off with a little bit more alacrity, but I mean, just the effort that Bob put into it was staggering in and of itself.
You're a very pedantic man.
One might say.
Loquacious at best.
I'm quite gregarious.
Yes, exactly. We have time for like one more song. Let's get to the plug. Where are we playing tomorrow or Sunday night?
Sunday night, Ted Leo and the Pharmacists and Hank Four. Is there an opener or is it just two? It's just two bands at the Bottom of the Hill. It's going to be a really great show. We're going to sort of do our Wonder Twin Powers as related to our work on WFMU, a radio station back east in New York and New Jersey. So there's going to be some things that you probably wouldn't see at any other isolated Ted Leo or Hank Four show, for that matter. Highly recommended show of the month.
Doors at 8. We go on at 9 prompt.
We're not going to tell you how much it costs. You should find that out on your own because no figure of money is too large for the amount of entertainment that you will receive this evening. So you shouldn't be embarrassed at spending any amount of money.
Cheap at twice the price.
It's going to be a value.
And it's certainly going to be definitely a lot cheaper than when I saw him at Great American, I think that was like 3 years ago.
It will be.
Guaranteed.
And is it an 18-up show or is it a 21-up show? So they kind of bounce between.
It is 18 and over.
You don't want to go to the Monday show.
No.
I don't want to go into it, but really, Sunday's the one.
Is Ted doing two shows?
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
But you're doing the Sunday show.
The Sunday show.
Who's doing Monday? Nobody important. Who cares? So
some other guys.
Some other guys. Yes, exactly. Is the show sold out yet? I mean, if he's doing two shows.
I don't know.
Okay, we'll have to find out. We can go to Bob Mills' website and find out if it's sold out. Because imagine if they're doing two shows for a reason. I mean, it's Ted Leo. If he can do one Great American, he can certainly do two Bottom of the Hills. All right.
Intimate night with Ted Leo.
Intimate. Very. Sweaty. And watch him sweat through his shirt. what do you want to do for the last track here? Show off the CD because it's easier and queued up.
I was going to say...
Dirty Punch?
Is that on
that's
there?
Not on that
no, that's not on that the one. CD. Hold that up again. You know what? I never get a chance to hear this. I would like to hear Mime Hunter.
Mime Hunter. You see, the thing
good
is,
call.
Bands always like, what song? Like, well, they're all your own songs. I mean, no matter what I'm going to play,
we forget them days after we write them.
All right, guys, thank you so much for coming down. Where can they find out more about Hank Four?
Go to hank4.com. We also have a page on the MySpace for some of our more mature listeners. We also have a fan page on Facebook as well.
Is that Hank Four IV or is that Hank number four?
Hank Four, HANKIV.COM, and also MySpace /thehank4.com. And Facebook, I don't know what the code for it is, but that's for stodgy people anyway. All right, just search Hank Four, you'll find that.
In Roman numerals.
Yes.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for coming down.
Thank you, Pirate Cat.
Thank you.
And here we go. And tune in next week. I got more stuff or something. Have a great night.
I choke the talking mind. I choke the talking mind.